sucks to suck.
Yep.
Because somebody else is going to get this.
Yes. And what you won't do, another man will. Mm-hmm. Just know that.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Facts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the PBP podcast, where we give our unsolicited opinions point blank, period. I'm Hannah.
I'm Sydney.
Thank you guys so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in to our live episode we did on Saturday. It was so much fun.
It was really a blast.
I was very nervous.
We were both nervous because, I mean, you're putting yourself out there in a community of people that already, like, don't agree with anything that you believe.
Most of them don't.
A lot of them do not like our show, I'm sure. We are really impressed with how it went, and I'm just really grateful for it. It was so much fun.
People say that, that's easy just to get on camera and talk. No, it's really not.
Because we really didn't have a game plan going into it.
Plus, you're vulnerable.
Well, as soon as that camera comes on, you're just like, oh shit, like, I could have an audience of like 5,000 right the fuck now, which we didn't. I'm just saying, like, you don't know who all's going to tune in.
Right, but we did have a lot.
We really did.
Tune in.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of shares.
Yes, but the first time. We did it twice because we were trying to figure out how to do it.
How to navigate, like, the system. And
yeah.
I had brought some cheap-ass vodka over. There was, like, a total of maybe 10 shots in the bottle. But I was like, look, this is going to help us with our nerves. Like, let's just get loosened up. Because I will say, when we start drinking and recording, that's when shit gets really fun.
Oh, it gets into something.
Yeah, so
I couldn't even, like, talk properly.
We were on some strong stuff. And so the first time we hit record, it was a mess. Like, nobody tuned in except for, like, my boyfriend. Nobody was sharing. We couldn't share it into the groups. And we were just, like, basically sitting there staring at the camera with, like, alcohol cheeks and, like, having to pee. And so it was really bad. But the second time the camera came on, we had a blast with you guys.
We did the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really and truly, everybody that tuned in, thank you so much. We played Smash or Pass. We played that viral TikTok game, He's a 10, but, and I really think it couldn't have went better.
And we're gonna do more in the future for sure.
1,000%. After it going so well the first time, I think it definitely needs to become a more regular thing.
Like a thing more often.
Right.
Definitely.
And let me just say this. We saw a lot of people tune in and we only had like maybe 4 or 5 commenting. If you're gonna watch the show, say something.
Yeah.
Just say hi. Just let us know you're there. Like, you don't have to engage in conversation if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. But it means a lot to know who's there and who's watching. Because we just want to thank you for being there.
Or if you're just hate watching.
If you're hate watching, listen.
Thank you for the engagement.
To the haters, if we have any, I appreciate you also. Because
thank you.
We appreciate the engagement. Like, it's fine. Like, if you want to say this show sucks, let us know.
Cool.
That's cool. We can take it.
A lot of other people disagree.
I disagree. I think this show rocks, but let us know if you feel differently.
Yeah. I think we might do it for the PBP's birthday, which is September 17th.
Next month.
Yep.
Which is crazy. We've been at this a year already.
Already. It does not feel.
It just goes by so fast.
It does. Like, it's like, wow.
Feels like just yesterday we sat down at that table to record Donda versus CLB. And if you know, you know.
Which is our most listened to episode.
The very first episode we ever recorded, which when we sat down to record that episode, we didn't know. We never even practiced recording before we made that.
No, we didn't.
You were just like, I got the equipment. Like, let's come over. Let's do it. And we literally, I feel like truly, and I'm not even just saying this to like pat ourselves on the back, I felt like we were naturals at it from the beginning.
Suck our own dicks.
I am sucking my own cock right now. We were fucking amazing at it.
Yeah, and we've definitely gotten better as time. I mean, obviously, you get better at something if you continually do it consistently.
This past year has very much been a year of growth. This first year has been a lot of learning what you guys like, what you don't like, what conversations work, which ones don't, which platforms to use, which equipment to use. Like, it's a year of learning.
We've gone back and forth with so many platforms and so many, like, devices. devices, mm-hmm. using things we need to record with.
Yeah.
But I think we've finally gotten our flow.
I think so too. We've definitely found our groove. And I think that's great, because now year two is going to be even better than before. It's just, I'm grateful for it. It's been so much fun to have a space where women can feel normal
and safe.
And I think it's very much been what we always wanted it to be. You know, I've said it so many times before, like, this is a space where women don't have to be classy females.
Right.
Like, you can be a slutty sex symbol here and talk about it, and it's okay. You can be a bad mom. You can be a bad friend. You can be a bad girlfriend. Everybody fucks up. Women are often in this shadow of, like, you're a woman. Act like a woman.
Yeah.
Act
like a classy. And they expect us to be, I mean, we are rock stars.
Absolutely.
Course,
1,000%.
Some days we don't want to be that.
Right.
We don't want to feel that way.
Well, because we're human.
Yeah. Some days we don't want to cook. Some days we don't want to fucking clean. Some days we just want to sit on the fucking couch and eat chocolate.
Like a slob.
And, you know, not have to, I don't want to say deal with your kids, but mm-hmm. like, you just want to chill.
Right.
And be a person.
And one thing I know that, you know, we can't relate to, but we have a lot of listeners who are moms.
And we love you.
And we love you. We totally love you. I know that... There's been so many episodes where me and Hannah are like, hit kids. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. But we still love you, and we see you, and we hear you. And I think that, you know, this show opens up the floor for moms to still be those badass women, those sex symbols. You know what I'm saying? Like, moms are expected to be so much more, and they do it well.
Right.
Moms are amazing. But you still have this person inside of you that just wants to have fun and let loose. And I think that this show has been very much that for everyone.
I agree. And it's like, again, some days you just don't want to do all the things that you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
As a parent, as, you know, a woman, quote unquote.
And just fucking up as a person in general.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been very vulnerable on this show and very open about things that I never in a million years would have imagined that I would get on a mic and release it to thousands of people.
Yeah.
But we did, because we are human, and we want you to know that the things that you are going through, most likely lots of other people are going through it too.
Right.
Oh, you cheated. It's okay. A lot of us have been there. Oh, you've been cheated on. Oh, it's okay. A lot of us have been there. We want you to feel normal.
It's life.
And so that's why we put ourselves out there.
Here's what I was trying to say. Women are always expected to be perfect and never fuck up. You know, always do right by their kids, yep. and do mm-hmm. the right things for their husbands, cook, clean, be all these things.
Mm-hmm. Be the faithful one.
But obviously, nobody's perfect in this world. And here, you don't have to be a perfect human.
Right.
Because we're not.
We are not.
And we never will be.
No. And I think that's why, you know, our thing from the very beginning is we always say we're bringing our very personal text messaging threads to you guys. We say that because in our text messages, we talk about our bullshit, our shit that we go through, our drama that we go through, our mental health, you know, the things that you discuss with your besties. We're bringing it out here to you guys.
Right.
Y'all are our besties. Like, let's talk about it. Let's
and
talk about
our
being
unsolicited
human.
Opinions.
Yep.
But if you don't want them, all you have to do is click off.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm sucking our dicks again. But but I think it's very brave of us to speak on things that we wholeheartedly believe in and care about as much as we have,
especially in such a conservative mm-hmm. area that we live in.
To the listeners that aren't from where we're from, the ones that are know that they are, but we live in a community where a lot of things just aren't welcome and aren't accepted. And so we've had a lot of people turn their backs on us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Bye.
I don't give a fuck. That's not why I'm saying this, but I also think it's very admirable and very brave. And even with, like, the donations that we made to the New River Abortion Access Fund, and then we had some for domestic violence at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
Which we're about to do again. I just think we are fucking kick ass, and I promise I'm gonna quit sucking our dicks, but it has to be said. I think this year is one to be praised. I think we did great.
Yeah. And of course, we're going to continue to grow. Mm-hmm. Year two is definitely where we really get to hone in on our craft and like be, of course, be better, but like really, really do better.
Right. Because now that we've found our groove and what works, now we can focus on other things and really, really growing our conversations and our topics and trying, you know, newer things that might benefit us. And I guess to close that out, we just appreciate you guys so much, especially the ones that have been there from the beginning and the ones that have stuck with us through, you know, our times we've been very quiet because, you know, life fucking happens.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate you.
It's not like we were gone for a long, long time. Like, again, if we're gone, it's not for good. It's never for good.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
It's just either one of us is dealing with something either medical or, you know, with family.
Or like, just mentally.
Yeah. Or mentally.
In general.
Both of us get mentally like drained and exhausted. And that should be enough to understand why we're gone.
And, you know, I think a lot of people would say it's just a podcast. Like you're just sitting down and talking. You're right. We are just sitting down and talking. And it is something that I consider to be very fun and relaxing and therapeutic for me personally. But there's also sometimes people just don't feel like sitting around and talking.
And let me tell you guys something. If you think it's just sitting down and talking, it's not.
Yeah.
It is not just doing that. And I'll tell you right now, you don't get it.
Yeah.
It is
work.
It's talk. It's conversation, but you also have to think of the subjects that you want to talk about. And sometimes it's hard to do.
It's
hard to come up with certain topics you haven't already discussed.
I agree. Yeah. And it takes bravery too.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of people that tune into this stuff.
Yeah. And then there's editing it, which I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Even I don't. I don't edit the show. But I do know that there's a lot of work that goes into it.
And I really just started last episode doing it. You know how fucking long it took me to edit that episode? 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. It is more than that. And I think it's fun work for me.
It is.
I think this is our niche. I think this is our thing.
I agree.
I think we're good at it. And I hope the PBP is a show for a very long time.
We will be, hopefully, getting into a studio within the next few months.
Oh my God, that makes me so excited.
Because I think we'll be getting our downstairs finished within the next month or two.
Look, we are not going to know how to act when we get that studio.
No, I definitely won't, because I have to move shit around and set it up and, you know, make sure everything looks okay. Like, camera looks good, computer, everything. It's so annoying.
It is hard, yeah.
But, like, leaving it there.
And just being like, oh, let's go downstairs to record.
Will be the best.
Yeah. And also, you know, it'll be decorated really cute with, like, both of our vibes kind of, like, mixed together.
Yes.
And I think this coming year for the PBP, we'll have more guests, hopefully.
Yeah. We'll have a table and stuff, like chairs and everything. So we'll actually have a space to open up for guests.
1,000%. So if you've been thinking about wanting to come on here and talk about something, like, let us know. We're going to start putting people on the books.
We're excited for year two. I'm excited
Absolutely.
For year two. I'm excited. So anyway,
period.
We had, you know, a couple of other like short nuggets to talk about really quickly, and then we'll get into our main subject. But first, you guys, register to vote, please.
This is important.
This midterm election is probably one of the most important elections of our time or in American history, because fascism is here. It is real. Christo-fascism is here. Not to shit on all Christians, but there are Christian nationalists here and wanting to get into Congress and want to turn this into a fascist society, into a Nazi society.
Period.
I'm saying this. I'm not trying to scare. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm not trying to do any of that, but it's the truth.
Yeah, it is scary. It is fucking scary, and you should be fucking scared. And the only way to change it is by making a difference. And the only way we can really use our voice is by voting.
I mean, and this is really probably the last election that's going to be a free and fair election, because there is a Supreme Court case that's coming up, Moore v. Harper. Look it up. It's North, I think it was the North Carolina legislator that is bringing it to SCOTUS. And basically, it's legislators can choose to throw out ballots and which ones are right and which ones wrong. This is the whole reason why we put in one of the amendments before, because of corruption.
Yeah.
This past year with SCOTUS has been devastating, debilitating, disgusting, mm-hmm. and it's upsetting.
It is.
So we need you to vote. Friends, don't let friends skip elections.
That's facts.
I finally got Sydney to vote mm-hmm. for the first time like a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and she hasn't missed an election since.
No, because I think, you know, back then I cared, but I didn't. Like, there was just, I just didn't put my opinions out there. I didn't take the time to educate myself and learn about what was really going on. And then when I was encouraged to do so, it made a very big difference. And it's kind of like an empty feeling if you don't vote. You know, you're sitting there waiting on the results and you're just like, I really didn't exercise that right. And that's shitty.
It's your right to choose who you want as, you know, a president, as a Congress member, and you want them to have the same beliefs as you. And that's important.
Very.
It's important to use your voice to vote.
I agree.
And again, this could be one of the last free and fair elections that we have.
It's very much upsetting to hear. And I, like I say, I was this person, but it's very much upsetting, especially with everything that's going on now with women, and mm-hmm. for people to say, I don't give a fuck. I'm not vote. I don't give a fuck. I don't like none of them.
Well, you should care.
Right. It's very upsetting. Right. I mean, men too. Like, look, like, we need you now more than ever.
Right.
To be on our side and to hopefully help make a change of what's going on. Just vote. That's really it. That's the simple instruction. Just get out and exercise that right.
Mm-hmm. Even in a primary race, that's important too. Mm-hmm. If you don't want a certain person in, you can vote against them.
Right.
So do that if it's possible in your state. If you want to register to vote, text a voter to 26797 or go to iamavoter.com to register, because again, friends don't let friends skip elections.
Period. And we can link all that.
I've been voting since I was 18, since mm-hmm. I was illegally allowed to vote.
Right.
I worked the polls the year that Obama won a second term. Mm-hmm. I was so proud of myself. It feels like you're accomplishing something.
It does.
When you're there and you're a part of it.
Right.
And
it's huge.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, ever since I have been able to understand government and elections and all that, like, President Obama's era was the best era.
Oh my God. You know what?
Like, I didn't feel unsafe.
I miss Obama. I miss Michelle.
Yes.
I will. I remember when they won the election in 2008 and she was like trying to like take like the unhealthy food out of schools. I thought that was like so devastating back then. I was like, bitch, what the fuck? But you know what? If that was our only worry today.
Right. It would be, and people absolutely freaked out because he wore a fucking tan suit.
Oh,
like, that was like the biggest scandal that he had the entire.
Let's reiterate. The biggest scandal was him wearing a tan suit. Scandals today are much more serious than that.
Yeah.
So let's just let that stew in your brain.
I think I read like in an article that he is one of the only presidents to go without a big scandal in years.
And his energy too.
Decades.
Like, even still today when he speaks, it's
so
just
good.
So like
comforting.
The vibes are just so on and so right.
They're comforting.
They are comforting. And as a woman today, in today's world, it's nothing is comfortable.
Right.
It feels like our lives don't matter. Black people of color feel like their lives don't matter. Mm-hmm. how did we get here? It's so dark compared to those days back then.
I can tell you how we got there, but
oh well, yeah,
we're not gonna I'm go down sure, that road.
I'm sure, and I know that was a hypothetical question.
Yeah, we're not gonna go down that road today because this was just supposed to be vote.
Yes, this is.
And I'll link the
period
number, the text where you can text, and then the website.
Yep.
Next, Pete and Kim are done. They're over.
Not me, like, trying really hard not to say the other one. Pete.
She said the...
Pete.
The other thing earlier.
I'm not going to lie to you. We tried to record this once before, and I was just, like, talking away, and I called him Skeet. And I didn't mean to. I did not fucking mean to. It's because we were talking about Kanye and all of his toxic bullshit.
Yeah.
And it just came out of my mouth. And so now I'm really struggling not to say that. So bear with me.
So they're done.
They're done. The publicity stunt has came to an end.
So we think it was a publicity stunt.
Right.
I go back and forth with.
Well, like I said before, everything with celebrities, In anything we discuss about pop culture, like we don't obviously know, right? Like it's all speculation. Like we can only discuss what we've learned in the media. And like I was telling Hannah, like her and Kanye could have been together this entire time.
Yeah.
And Pete was just like an accessory for money, just a big scandal. We don't know.
Yeah.
I will say that I got to a point where I was rooting for Pete and Kim, even though I do feel like they just didn't go together. Like they just didn't match.
Right.
It's not sad that they broke up. I just hate it for Pete because he does struggle with mental health.
That man wants to be loved so bad.
He just wants to be loved.
He wants to be loved so bad.
And I will love him.
So sad. He has borderline personality disorder, but that comes from your childhood and it comes from abandonment.
Yeah.
Like obviously his dad died during 9/11.
Right.
And, you know, that wasn't something that he asked for.
No, it wasn't. And he's been through it. And I just wish he could find a good, loving woman that loves him for him. And I don't think that was ever supposed to be Kim. I think he thought it could be, but I don't think Kim ever saw it that way. I think she was just like, oh, what a fun fling
right.
to have after my divorce.
Well, Pete can't level her up.
No.
She can't be taken to a higher level with Pete at any capacity. Like, I don't want to say he's beneath her.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not beneath her. Like,
no, he's not.
He's not, you know, I'm trash and she's elite. But
if you're talking social level.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fucking Kardashians.
I don't think you can get any higher.
You can't.
You can't get any higher unless you're marrying like a billionaire.
I think a lot of us can relate.
I guess.
Like, you know, you've been in a serious relationship for so long and then you find someone who's never really been your type, but like they're kind of fun. Like they're showing you something new. Like this is kind of helping me get over that heartbreak. It's taken my attention somewhere else and the sex is good and whatever. And I think that's all it ever was for Kim.
And then it kind of peters out after a while.
It
like,
does.
Oh, this isn't really fun anymore. I'm ready to move on to something more serious.
You have healed me.
Yeah.
And your purpose here is done.
Thank you, Next, Ariana.
Thank you, Next, right.
Exactly.
And
I think that's exactly why she made that song too. It seems like we won't go down that rabbit hole today.
Yeah. We'll save that for another time. But you had sent me a TikTok that I actually just watched right before we started recording, and she made a lot of good points, kind of just basically about what I just said. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was just something that he took further because he had his whole heart into it. You know, getting my girl's a lawyer tatted on him.
Yeah, it's
that's
so
one thing. And I don't ever want to speak ill on Pete Davidson because I love him, but getting her kids' initials tatted on him,
No, I'm not doing that unless, like, I'm not, I mean, probably not even as a step-parent. No. I would never do that.
That for me would have been a big turnoff.
And I could see why Kanye would probably get pissed off about it, too.
1,000%.
Because it would piss me off as a parent.
Yeah, that would not fly over well with me.
No.
It was weird.
Like, and first of all, y'all aren't even married.
And there's speculation that he had proposed. And I think it just kind of pushed Kim away. Because
I think he's just impulsive.
He is impulsive. And I think it pushed Kim away because it was never supposed to be that for her. I think this was something that she saw as fun. And yeah, that's it.
I agree. Because she was just coming out of that divorce.
And she got with him quickly.
She did.
That's another big sign that this was something that she was doing just to help heal her heart.
Right. Because she went on SNL. Kanye was at SNL.
Right. He was. I saw that on that Kardashians episode.
But he like stormed off because of a... something that she said,
which if you watch that
it wasn't
episode,
even like bad.
Well, she made it clear to everyone
the
jokes that she was gonna tell.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I can say good things about Kanye, I can say really bad things about Kanye.
Listen, again, Kanye's, if you're listening, Kanye, I love your music.
Yeah,
you're brilliant when it comes to
artistic genius,
music and production and all the things, but man, take your medicine, please. Like, for the love of God, take your medicine.
Yeah, it's very important. Like, to take care of your mental health.
It's debilitating for him. Like, not taking your medicine. We can just tell on the outside looking in, like, how debilitating it is when he's not taking it.
Right, right. So I just wish them the best. I wish Pete the best. I hope that he finds somebody who actually loves him. And
I think he needs to be with somebody who isn't famous.
Right.
That's just, like, even though he is famous, like, he's never in, like, really the paparazzi and, like, really in the... In the limelight.
Right.
You know, he's not really a star, quote unquote, if you will. Mm. He just needs, I feel like he needs to be with somebody who's very down to earth, very normal.
Yeah.
And
well, somebody who loves as hard as him.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
So I hope that he finds that.
Me too. So what else? Oh, we were going to talk about our major topic. So first, Saturday before we went live, we watched a couple episodes of Teen Mom 2, like the early, early episodes of Teen Mom 2. And one of the episodes was Janelle running after Kiefer when he broke up with her.
Yes.
And running to his car. She was like, Kiefer,
don't leave. Please get out of the car. Roll the window down.
Yeah. I was like, it's so dramatic.
It really sparked a conversation in our mind because, you know, when they recorded this, they were teenagers. They were young.
This was fucking, like, when I was 18, 19, I was like, this is fucking peak television.
This peak television. But we watch it back as grown women and seeing her chase after this car, fucking Kiefer, the piece of shit that he is.
Right.
And seeing how upset she was and how dramatic she was being. And I'm like, you know what? Like, teenage heartbreak is so serious.
It's so real.
And it is dramatic and it is painful. And I think that, you know, everyone's been through that. There's been a time where we've begged that person to stay. Why are you leaving? Please don't leave. Like, I love you.
And it was probably over, like, the stupidest shit.
1,000%. I think it really just kind of brought that up in our minds, like, looking back on all the dramatic shit we've done for boyfriends and in relationships. Definitely. It's so embarrassing.
Embarrassing. And imagine, like, it being on live television, though.
Oh, yeah. That's 10 times worse.
Definitely.
And for her to have to, it's always there. Like, she can never erase it or ever get rid of it.
No.
And I'm sure Janelle looks back on that specific episode and she's like, oh, my fucking God. Like, are you shitting me? Like, I really chase after such a piece of shit. Like, Kiefer was literally
the worst.
The worst. And
I don't know. Adam's pretty bad, too.
Terrible.
Awful.
Absolutely fucking terrible.
Still is a piece of shit.
Like, and just seeing them cry over these boys, like, it just, it's so relatable.
It is.
It's so relatable.
Very much relatable. Like, Chelsea, I can understand, but, like, it goes to another level because Chelsea had a baby with Adam, and she wanted their family to work out. But Janelle... girl did not have a kid with Kiefer, and I think it was the fact that she had daddy issues.
Yeah.
She has a fear of abandonment too.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, like, she can't live without a male presence.
It took her a long time to mature to want to be a mom also. Like, she having her baby was not enough for her to want to put aside that party lifestyle and smoking and drinking. And I'm sorry, but she carried that shit.
And fuck yeah, she did.
She again, carried her that shit.
Her and Farrah both carried. Farrah carried Teen Mom OG, and Janelle carried Teen Mom 2.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And Caitlin kind of did in her earlier years, too, when she was with Javi and Joe, like going back and forth between the two, and like when she was still like mean,
right? Yeah, so. It was just a fun thing to kind of think about and look back on ourselves as teenagers. Like, shit is dramatic, and it was painful. So
it is. Like, I mean, I can remember doing the same fucking things. Like, not to that extent. Like, I wasn't going out and like doing drugs and like going out partying, and you know, I didn't have a kid either.
Right.
So, and honestly, there probably are more people like Janelle than we really think about.
For sure.
Because there are women who just aren't ready to be parents.
Right.
And have a baby and kind of put them off on their parents.
Right.
To raise their kid.
Right.
And there's a lot more like that.
Yeah.
Than we probably think.
I agree. It's just wild. I mean, the cringe, it's cringy now, but it was just so serious to us back then. And I'm not saying, like, you know, now we obviously have more of a tough exterior with our boyfriends or husbands or whatever. Like, oh, you're leaving? Okay, bye. Like, but at the same time, like,
okay, then get the fuck out.
I don't want to lose Jordan. I don't want to lose my relationship. So I will fight for my relationship. I may not run after his vehicle on television.
Like Janelle did. Oh my God.
Like Janelle did. But you know, you have to decide what's worth it and what's worth fighting for.
Bro, Janelle went to fucking jail.
Yeah.
For Kiefer.
She was a ride or die bitch.
Like, okay, would you go to jail for your spouse?
For Jordan?
Or for your boyfriend? I would not go to jail for my boyfriend.
Oh no, girl. Like, it just depends on the situation.
You would take the heat for something that you did not do.
Maybe.
This episode is over.
Maybe. It just depends on what it is.
I mean,
if it's murder,
clearly
no.
It's something bad if you're going to jail.
But that could also be something as simple as like a fucking weed.
Weed's legal here, so irrelevant.
For white people. Black men are still gonna get carried to jail with weed.
What? It's decriminalized.
Bitch, you know what I'm saying? They have a harder time with police than we do. So if there's like an amount over the legal limit.
I mean, yeah, it's a hypothetical question.
You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying that might be a situation where I might, but
I'm saying in a serious situation.
I don't know.
Like,
I really don't know.
He did something really bad.
I might not go to jail for him, but I'm definitely going to try to get him out.
What if he was accused of sexual assault?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No.
Okay.
No. That's different. No. Never. No. That's something that's not forgivable.
Yeah, I agree. Unless he has like receipts to prove that he did not.
Right. Like
if I firmly believed him
and saw proof that he, yeah, I'm a ride for my man. I don't give a fuck what people think. Like, I know the truth. This is not him.
Yeah.
But no, otherwise, no.
Yeah. Janelle just like went to fucking jail for Kiefer. Yeah. And I'm just like, girl.
Straight up and down, she did.
But she was like, also, apparently Janelle was like really smart. I mean, I think she graduated with an associate's degree, but apparently she did really well in school. But once she, you know, started dating Kiefer, her life just kind of went to shit.
Yeah.
So do we stay in that relationship, ladies, if he's bringing you down, or do you dip?
You know, people can give you advice on what they think you should do all day long, right? Like,
right.
He's bringing you down, like, and clearly people from the outside looking in can see that. But nobody actually knows what's going on in your relationship but you. You have to decide what's worth it. You know, I think that if people have offered advice and you choose not to listen and you continue to stay and he keeps cheating, he's a serial cheater. And, you know, I think there comes a point where you either stay and shut the fuck up, like quit crying about it, or leave. I think that's what it really comes down to. Like, you have to decide what's worth it for you personally.
I agree.
And I've gotten to a place now with friends and even my sister with her, the boyfriends that she's had. And I can feel some type of way about your man, but it's not my relationship. I'm not going to judge you. If you want to stay, stay.
That's your decision. That's your prerogative.
Stay. I will be nice to him when you bring him around me.
And I'm also going to be there for you when he fucks you over and breaks your heart.
That's never going to change. But I think if you stay with someone who's constantly fucking you over or bringing you down or whatever the situation may be, if you choose to stay with him, don't keep nagging him. Because it shouldn't be a surprise to you that this person hasn't changed and probably isn't going to change.
No.
So what's the point in staying with someone if you're just going to lie around and be like, who are you texting?
If you're always concerned about what they're doing.
Right. This is the situation that you've decided to be in and stay in.
If you're always paranoid about what they are doing next.
Right.
Who they're texting, mm-hmm. where they're at, who they're with. You made that decision for yourself to feel paranoid, to feel like you aren't in control of the situation.
Right.
But you are. You can leave.
You can leave. And I think that's really what it boils down to. I think in any given situation, you're left with those two choices, like stay or leave. If you stay, shut up and put up with it, because that's what you've decided to do. Nagging and trying to fix it, trying to fix him, trying to change him, that's never going to work.
He's not going to change.
But if you decide to leave, you do have the upper hand. You do have the upper hand to change your life and talk all the shit that you want to.
You have a chance to level up.
Period. I think that's the point here, is like, nobody's judging you. Not at this age. I mean, everybody finds that person, whether that person is good or not, you find some sort of comfort in that person and you find something about them. It might be the smallest thing that you love and you tend to cling on to that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good person. You know,
what's good about it?
But everybody, I'm just saying, like, it's up to you. It's really at your discretion what you think is worth it. But if you think it's worth it to stick around and put up with it, then do that. But you can't keep making a big, serious thing out of it.
I agree. You know, again, I don't have kids. And even if you're trying to make it work for your family, like, the kids are suffering through it.
Right.
Like, you guys continually fighting, continually going out on you, or you continually going out on him, both cheating.
Yeah.
It's not about you guys anymore. It's about the kids and they're suffering through that.
It's a toxic environment.
Yeah.
And they will remember.
They don't need to go through that. Just fucking separate.
And another thing too is, I think, like, you know, women will stay with the child's father because this is our family. This is what I want. You know what? I couldn't respect my mom more for leaving my dad. She showed me as a woman what not to put up with, what not to stick around for. And you know what? I couldn't respect her more.
To have the power, the willpower.
Your child will understand.
Pick up and leave. And look, your mom is with an amazing guy.
Yes.
The best guy. One of the best guys.
1,000%. And I don't think divorce and separation is as traumatic on your child as you think. It's more traumatic and toxic for them to stay in a situation, in a family, and see physical and verbal and mental abuse.
Well, we were raised in this, like, patriarchal society where, you know, if you got divorced, then it's harder for the woman to find another man.
Right.
Which is bullshit. That shouldn't be the reality. I won't date a guy who has a kid.
Right.
I personally, that's just a preference.
Personal thing, yeah.
Just because, for one, I know, like, there are some women who are very protective of their children and are jealous.
Right.
Plus, I think this is also has to do with being raised by boomers. Also, my grandparents have been married for 50 plus years. They have 3 kids. Like, they have that nuclear family.
Right.
Like, they have the quote unquote perfect family. By no means are they perfect, but they do from the outside. Like, I would want to have that also. There is nothing wrong with blended families.
Everybody can have a personal preference.
It's just me. I'm also a jealous person. Like, oh, you have a kid with her, but not with me.
You gotta go to their soccer game together. Okay. Have fucking fun.
Yeah. Literally.
No, I agree. And I think it's very mature to not even begin to put yourself in that situation, especially with jealousy, because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
It comes with a lot of baggage, and it comes with a lot of history.
I've even said that from a young age, like 16, 18 to 17, 18 years old. Like, I don't think I could ever date a guy who has a kid.
Right.
Yeah. That's just my preference.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So basically, our message to you is this: put up with what you think is worth it, but put up or shut up. That's the message. Which, this next thing is not really the same thing, but I think it's a big, big part of our world today. And I just kind of want to give our opinions on what we think about it and what we're okay with when it comes to this and how it affects sex relationships today. And before we get into this, let me preface this by saying this is not to disrespect sex workers, OnlyFans models, none of that.
Or anybody with OnlyFans, honestly. Get your bag.
Get your bag. That is not what this conversation is for, but I don't think it's a secret that it has become an issue in a lot of modern day relationships. So, OnlyFans.
We don't have OnlyFans, by the way. I don't have an OnlyFans.
The title was a little clickbaity, but surprise.
No, we don't have
our OnlyFans is actually just us sitting here talking on the mic and winking at you the whole time. Okay, so I think there's been a lot of relationships where women are finding like, oh, he has subscribed to so-and-so's OnlyFans and he's buying premium Snapchats off of these women. And I think that's a problem. I think that's a big fucking problem, because here's the thing. I am okay with Jordan watching porn. Don't have a problem with that. Hop on Pornhub, get your rocks off. I really don't care. Naked porn models don't bother me.
Because it's not real.
It's not real. Porn sexual encounters are not real. It's not real life. Sex is never that freaky unless you're getting paid to do it like them, unless you've had a BBL and all of the things. But it hits a little different when it's your local OnlyFans model, you know, posting her titties and her ass and her pussy and all of the things on his timeline for him to see and tempting him to buy it. And again, that's not her fault. That's her line of work. That's what she does to make money. I think what it boils down to is a lot of men, sorry to the men that are listening, but men just do not have the maturity and the willpower to look away when they're in a relationship. I think that social media is a fucking privilege for relationships. If you are not mature enough to use it, don't have it.
Period. I 100% agree.
I seen something on Facebook that was like, Snapchat is such a relationship killer. Bah, 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 bah. No, your significant other that doesn't know how to properly handle social media and Snapchat is
yourself,
is the relationship killer.
Yeah. Why are you so afraid of them sneaking and talking to somebody they shouldn't be talking to?
Right. You don't have to feel insecure with him having Twitter, which is the hotspot for OnlyFans pornographic images and things like that, because Twitter allows it. You shouldn't be insecure in him having that specific application or Snapchat where, you know, women are trying to sell their premium Snap or whatever, if he's not giving you any reason not to. And another thing, I think it's an issue, especially if you're in a domestic relationship with someone, you're paying bills together, you have a kid together or a dog together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't want my $24.99 going on this bitch's pussy.
Give me my $25 back, please.
Right. Like, I think that's a big issue. So yes, I would have a problem with Jordan supporting OnlyFans models.
I agree. Unless, like, again, if it was somebody famous or, you know.
I just think Pornhub is free.
Exactly. I agree to that too.
I don't think you should be paying for any nude images or videos. There is more things that our money could be going towards.
You can go look at naked pictures on Google.
1000%. I can literally type you up a bunch of them and put them on just one document for you, and you can have it. It would take me literally
a PowerPoint presentation.
Right.
Oh my God.
It really isn't that hard. And this is, again, not to knock OnlyFans models, but I also find it very disrespectful if you are personally reaching out to someone who you know is in a relationship and tempting them with, oh, my OnlyFans today is only $9.99, today only. Bro, like, again, he should have the maturity to not accept, but you're also tempting.
Right.
And that's disrespectful.
Right. So you're selling your pussy for $9.99. Why?
It's just not right. Like, there's nothing wrong with you know, advertising to a certain crowd, but it doesn't have to be someone who you know is in a committed relationship.
And look, I think prostitution should be legalized.
For sure.
Because it's a victimless crime. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's getting hurt in the situation.
Right.
Why is prostitution illegal?
But OnlyFans is legal.
Like, prostitution is legal in many other European countries. Right. And they're doing just fine.
I think sex work should be legal all around.
Plus, it will reduce the amount of sex trafficking.
Agreed.
There is.
Yeah.
It would reduce sex trafficking by a huge margin.
For sure.
And of course, we're not going to do that because they have to keep people incarcerated.
Yeah.
So
today's world is just very much, it's just different. There's sex everywhere. There's literally, it's all over the place. Like, all over. I guess my point is that, yes, I do have a problem with you buying calling Stacy from the gas station down the road's titties on, yeah, on social media.
Again, like, we've come so far. I guess we can go back to, like, Playboy and stuff when it started. Like, we have come so far when we're talking about sexuality and mm-hmm. sex.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be secretive about it anymore. So I'm reading a book called Peyton Place, mm-hmm. and I just started reading it. But it was banned. And it's not even, like, about government issues or anything. It's about sex, and it's about women and men having, like, affairs and shit in, like, a small town, like our town, you know, like, that shit actually happened.
Right.
And it was banned because it was sleazy, it was trashy, it was all the things that you shouldn't be putting in people's heads, because back in the 50s, it was written in the 50s, which was, again, a conservative time.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be putting that in people's heads. That's what the government was saying about that book. It was illegal in Canada. Like, they weren't even able to get it in Canada.
Right.
It was banned at a lot of public libraries because it was so salacious and sleazy. But it's a staple for literature now because it kind of changed how we think as a society and how things actually really are in the world. Like, yes, this actually happens, not in your straight-laced community. People cheat on each other. People have sex out of marriage. Mm-hmm. People have babies out of wedlock. It's not a secret.
Right.
And, you know, back in the 50s, people are like, oh, I belong in the wrong generation. Like, you have no clue what they were doing back in the 50s because nobody talked about it. Nobody would say anything about what the next door neighbors were doing with each other. They weren't talking about lesbian couples. So what I'm trying to say is, like, we've come a long way with sex. And even with Playboy, like, it started in the 50s. It started a sexual revolution, all of that.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, sex has changed so much. We're able to talk about it. It's not like a secret anymore to talk about things like that. But there is a respectful way to go about it.
For sure. There really is.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, us talking about sex, saying pussy, you know, dick, whatever.
Don't come for us.
Like, you know, who cares about talking about sex? It's the fact that you're buying these models or whoever's pictures when you're in a relationship with somebody and you're using our money to buy these things.
Right. That's what it comes down to.
So would you say the same thing about if they bought a Playboy subscription?
Yeah, probably. I don't think you should pay for any type of porn. It's fucking free. There's thousands and thousands of thousands of very pornographic, explicit, freaky shit on the internet.
Definitely.
We
and fetish shit. Everything.
You don't need to pay for none of that.
I agree. But the thing is like with Playboy also, like, it also has very, you know, liberal ideals when it comes to articles and shit, but you can also read that online.
Yeah.
You can also read Time Magazine, like New York Times, whatever. Like, I think that's why Playboy isn't what it used to be at all, like in the 90s and in the early, at the beginning of its time, too. Because men didn't have that, you know, access to computers and, you know, online things now that we have.
Men just aren't, I'm sorry. I don't know. I guess because I hear so much of this lately from relationships and it's a constant threat. It is a threat to relationships because men have a hard time looking past that shit.
So let me ask you a question, a hypothetical question. If you did live back in the 50s and 60s and there was obviously no access to the internet or anything of the sort, and he had a subscription to Playboy, would you be upset?
A subscription to Playboy? Probably, yeah. Probably. Just because I just don't feel, especially with the way young couples struggle, that that's, like, important.
I agree. But, like, at the same time, they didn't have access to porn on the internet either.
Yeah, they didn't. But I have to stand strong on that opinion. If it has to be paid for, like, if you really need to see somebody else's vagina that bad that you're willing to spend money on it, it's a turnoff to me.
But we talked about Marilyn Monroe being, like, the sex symbol on Playboy. Again, like, she wasn't asked to be on Playboy. He just bought the pictures, which is fucked up. But
it is, yeah.
We talk about her like she's this amazing sex symbol, mm-hmm. but you would be upset that your husband husband looked at her naked?
Not that he's looking at her naked. It just more comes down to the financial aspect of it.
So you'd be upset that he bought the magazine to look at her naked?
Yes. It just, I mean, yeah, probably, yeah. If we're spending money on shit like that when we've got other things to worry about, yeah, that's the part that would piss me off. Not that he's looking at her naked. It's just the financial aspect.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, things were different back then financially and stuff. Like Playboy was like 50 cents.
I don't think it's something that I would like leave my man over.
No.
I think it's something that that could be worked through. But if he asked me my opinion on him purchasing the magazine, I'm going to be like, it's fucking stupid. Like, we have a fucking...
I think the thing is, though, with like Playboy and stuff, it's more artistic when it, instead of like sleazy.
Yeah, it is. I think Playboy, what they did for sex is amazing.
Definitely.
I have no issue with that. I just feel like buying it is where the issue comes in for
But
me.
Again, like they also treated those girls like shit too.
They did, yes.
Which we need to do part two.
Of our Playboy.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I have a lot of shit that I want to say about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, yeah. There is a lot more to that we have to go over. We're behind on that, sorry. But we will get into it.
But again, like you said, social media is a relationship killer. And it's killed a lot of relationships.
It is, because people don't know how to properly handle it. Like, if you cannot get on social media and scroll past OnlyFans or scroll past, you know, people who are possibly, you know, flirting with you or trying to talk to you, if you can't maturely go past all that and respect our relationship, then you don't need it. Like, it looks like I'm gonna have to treat you like a child mm-hmm. and have you delete it off your phone.
Yeah,
like, I'm not that type of girlfriend, and thank God I haven't had to do that with Jordan. But if he did show me signs that he could not, just absolutely could not quit thirsting over women on the internet, then yeah, it looks like we're gonna have to treat you like a toddler.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not the social media apps that I have a problem with. It's the men and the women that can't maturely handle being committed.
But really, like, it's not necessarily us putting or liking other dudes' pictures that are thirst traps or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like men or I guess women do message other dudes and are like, oh my God, you're so hot.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Like, no.
Yeah. It's, you know, you don't reply to someone unless you absolutely want to. There are women that don't give a fuck if you're in a relationship and absolutely will go in your inbox talking about, let's meet up or hit me on Snap or, okay, let's see how you handle that.
Yeah.
Let's see how you react to that.
Yeah.
Because she's not the one that owes me the respect.
Yeah.
It's you. So I think that people blaming these things on the internet itself is really kind of fucking whack.
It's just like, you know, blaming first person shooter games like Call of Duty and shit on school shootings, which is so fucking stupid.
So fucking stupid. Like, no. There was violence before video games. Right. And a lot of it.
Definitely.
So yeah, I think we wasn't trying to pinpoint on OnlyFans alone, because there's a lot of temptations on the internet besides that. But OnlyFans models are a big part of, I think, a lot of issues today in relationships. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just wanted to kind of talk about it with our listeners and see what they're okay with. Are they okay with porn? Are they okay with their man spending money on porn? What are your opinion?
And like, again, we did branch out into, would you be upset if there wasn't access to the internet mm-hmm. and he bought a Playboy magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's been around since the 50s.
Yes, it has.
So, I mean, again, your opinion hasn't changed. I don't think I would be happy that if I found a Playboy magazine like under the bed or in the, you know, nightstand or something. I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at this shit for? Like, I have the same things as her. I have a vagina and tits too.
It does make you feel less than.
Yeah.
And again, porn in general, personally, just doesn't make me feel that way. Because again, like we said, it's not real life. I think spending money is what would piss me off. That's my whole stance on it.
Yeah.
And it does make it a little different when it's somebody that you both could like see out at like the Walmart or something.
Yeah.
And you've done, you know, jacked your dick to her naked.
I would punch. Oh my God. I would be so fucking mad over that. that shit, like that would really set me off.
Right.
Really set me off.
Right. And that's an issue. Jordan calls OnlyFans models diet prostitutes. You have to watch 140 characters. And it, again, if you're easily offended, don't watch his show. He has a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Jordan would ever spend his money on those things.
Yeah.
It's never came down to it. I've never caught it. I don't have any real reason to not trust Jordan, but there are a lot of men in relationships out there right now who are spending a shit ton of money on it, and they have kids,
and
they have
single, like, who cares?
Go for it. And if your girl is okay with it,
yeah,
go for it. Again, it boils down to what she's okay with.
And it's not that we're saying that we're insecure about it, because let me say, their pussy could be dry as fuck,
right?
And mine can be wet as fuck,
right?
Like, you're gonna leave me for some dry pussy? Like, okay, that's your prerogative.
Yep.
Sucks to suck.
Yep.
Because somebody else is gonna get this.
Yes. And what you won't do, another man will.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Facts.
So, like, yeah. I'm not insecure.
Yeah.
Because I'm hot, obviously. But.
But, well, of course. Like, you know, we're the shit. Like, I don't feel like Jordan can get someone better to love him as much as I do. He can get someone prettier, but he can't get no one better.
Listen, I always say, like, oh, you don't want me? Well, somebody else will definitely be here in 15 minutes.
For sure. Yeah. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute.
He's about to pull up.
Right now.
So,
ladies, just don't put up with more than what you're willing. And if you decide to put up with more than what you're willing, then you're going to have to sit in it and shut up, because there's no point in continuing to cry wolf.
Either deal with it or leave.
That's it.
That's all. This is a public service announcement.
Service this time.
Not service.
Brought to you by the PBP.
Men, don't get in somebody else's cervix.
Please. Don't pay for someone else's cervix.
Period.
If you are in a relationship, what you do as a single man who does not share bills with another woman is totally your business.
Imagine, like, being pro-life and then having to pay for your mistress's abortion.
Oof. Yeah. I hope that's happened to people already.
I'm sure it has.
It had to have, yeah. But
anyway, that's our subject. That was our topic for today.
Yeah.
And it was a good one.
Like, it was good.
I really like, you know, it gets deep. It's a very deep conversation, because there's always these, like, scenarios that you can, like, think about. Well, what if this?
Right.
What if that? So, yeah, that's all we have. But you guys, please share our episode.
Please.
It takes really one second.
Y'all share 50 memes on your timeline all day long.
We know you can share the episode.
Just share the episode.
I'll just post our website, and then, because it has all of the platforms that you can listen to on it, mm-hmm. So that'd be the easiest. Go and join our Facebook group and our page. We have two. We have a page, and then we have a private Facebook group.
Yeah.
Because if you want to see what we're talking about on our Facebook group, then you have to join it.
Yes.
So.
We need more members.
Yes.
Invite people. Yeah. Invite regular, degular women like us. They will love it, I promise.
Yes. And go check out our website.
It's really fucking
new,
cool.
It's cute. And we have a new logo for a while.
For a while. Promise.
Swear to God. Swear to God. It wasn't me who actually did it this time. We hired somebody to do it.
She did a good job.
So it's bought and paid for. And I'm not going to change it.
And we need people to see it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But that's all we have for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll talk to you all in the next one.
Bye.
Peace.